Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with the crew from The Whale, director Darren Aronofsky, lead character Brendan Fraser, and the screenwriter Samuel D. Hunter. First of all, Darren, what did fascinate you of the play to wanting to bring it to the big screen?
The play just moved me deeply and made me feel in one of those ways that just touches you in every possible way. So as soon as I saw it, I knew it was something I definitely wanted to think about and to try and capture.
Samuel, you were asked by Darren to be the screenwriter of your play. So how was this process? How difficult was it for you, being the same author, to transform for another media you're writing?
I mean, it's an incredible gift. You know, I'd never written a film before, and the amount of faith that Darren placed in me to be able to render this in an entirely different form is incredible, and that's a real testament to Darren. And I think, you know, early on, the moment I knew, like, oh, Darren really is the guy for this, is when Darren said, I don't think we should leave the apartment at all, because I think the obvious thing would be to open it up and show Mary at home or Ellie at school or something like that. And when he said that, I was like, oh, this is going to be really difficult, but incredibly rewarding.
Oh, it is. Actually, it is, because the film is splendid. And I was telling Brendan that your performance was amazing. He is amazing.
Thank you.
And it moved us. I mean, I cried at the end very much. So you did a good job. Listen, how was it to... I mean, your character is filled with compassion and positivity, besides being that secluded and that apart from the world. How did you manage to convey such intimacy and such strength to your character
has an innate ability to see the good in others and to bring that out of him, as he does with his students, or he tries to get them to be honest, to say something. He sees in his daughter that she's the next Joyce Carol Oates. She's a brilliant author in the making. She doesn't know that yet, but he does. And the urgency that he has to convey that is the drama, because he has such little time. And clearly the trauma that he has experienced for his life is manifested in the body he carries himself in.
Yeah.
And he has a great deal of regret and even... in moments, not, the opposite of optimism for himself. His challenge is to look past that and reconcile in an attempt at one last hope for redemption with his daughter.
But he says this wonderful line that is, I just wrote it down, people are incapable not to care, and you are exactly the demonstration of that, you know? And do you believe that it's true, Darren, yourself? Do you believe that this is a true thing?
I do.
You do.
I do.
And you demonstrated it. How? And I mean, you don't care about yourself. You care about all the rest around you. And it was, your eyes were telling us tons, spoke volumes. It was really a gift to watch you acting. And did you, Samuel, did you think about how his character could be on screen? I mean, how could be functioning on screen compared to how it was functioning for the stage, Charlie character?
I don't know if I thought about it all that differently, actually, because I, you know, as a writer, I try to put execution out of my mind when I'm telling a story, because that can just get in the way of, like, the truth of the character, the humanity of the character, because these characters don't know their characters, you know? And so I really just wrote it with as much love and respect for really all five of these people that I could.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks
thank
to Darren Aronofsky, Brendan Fraser, and Samuel H.
Thank you.
Samuel D. Hunt for The Whale at the Venice Festival. Thank you very much. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.